Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Ooh, Sarah.
That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I like that broadcast.
Broadcast.
Oh, so epic.
It's been, I don't know.
It's been the best day ever, is what you're trying to say.
Okay, yeah, sure. What is our contact info, Sarah?
We have an Instagram.
Instagram.
The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com. Woo!
Look at that.
That was beautiful. Damn, we should quit our day jobs and become singers. Wow.
We should quit our day jobs and do something else.
Okay.
So I did a thing.
What do you want to do with me? What are you trying to do?
Okay, so I did a thing, and I haven't really done anything with it, but I started it.
Okay, wow, this is so mysterious. I'm getting, like, turned on weirdly.
I started an OnlyFans.
What?
I, like, signed up for it. I haven't put pictures or done anything yet. Like, it doesn't even have, like, what's it called?
Your face? Your name?
Like, yeah, I think my name might be on it. It's connected to my email, but, you know, like, I haven't done anything to make it public and fancy yet.
Okay, yeah, so it's like I got a TikTok, but really I just downloaded the app. I didn't even
actually
get
like
a TikTok.
Right, and, like, I logged in. That's basically all I have done.
Okay. Wow. Oh, wow. All right.
So that's been, like, a joke for a while. Like, hey, I could do it, but I have decided very long time ago, even I think when I was 18.
That you're a whore. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
I discovered that when I was 21, Sarah. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. 3 years later than what I thought.
Okay.
But...
No. I loved, like, Suicide Girls. Like, if you've seen those photographs and stuff, like modeling and
super
stuff.
Like sexy pinup, right?
Right. Kind of. But they're usually nude.
Oh. Okay. You can see all the goods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's not like a burlesque dancer where it's like covered up.
Like, there's no pasties or anything.
Got it.
I mean, some might do it, but for the most part, they're nude. The Catholic guilt, I always say I'm a recovering Catholic.
Okay.
I don't practice Catholicism anymore, but that guilt will stay with you forever.
Because you were born and raised like that. Mm-hmm. Your parents kind of.
Yeah. So I joke that I would never do nudity. Like, I wouldn't do porn. I wouldn't do nude photos, like, for the public eye, if you will. Like, maybe for, like, my own boudoir shoot or whatever.
Yeah, for your own personal stash.
Right. Or, like, my significant other. But I won't do it for, you know, everyone to go find.
Got it. Or pay for to see.
Until my parents are no longer here. So you will see them when I'm like a good 70 years old.
Okay. I will, 70 years old. Woo!
They're finally out, boys.
Hey, it's about time.
But I was chatting with somebody and they were telling me that they had a friend who, you know, she's not super popular and she doesn't do any of the nude stuff. Like, OnlyFans has this idea that you have to be naked, and that's not necessarily the case. A lot of people do. You get, like, porn stars doing it, or you get, you know, folks that are amateur porn stars or just nude models. You can really just do an OnlyFans about anything.
Yeah, but it's mostly for nudity.
Right.
And sexual things.
And so I'm like, I'm not going to get naked for the internet.
Okay.
But that's what he was telling me, that this person, you know, isn't super, you know, well known. I don't know how much she advertises that she has an OnlyFans.
So she doesn't necessarily have, like, a lot of followers.
Yes,
or like
on Twitter, Facebook, that sort of thing.
Okay, got it.
But she has, like, 60 subscribers on OnlyFans, and she charges $9 a month, and that's, like, over $500 a month extra.
It adds up, dude.
Yeah, just for putting content out. So I was like, you know what?
And what is this, like, does she do nudity? Does she not?
No, she doesn't do nudity.
She doesn't. Okay. So she just
takes
pictures.
I don't know what her content is because I didn't want to pay to look.
Oh, yeah, because you can't even, like, see a tease, mm-hmm. right?
I'm sure, like, you can have, like, a cover photo and your main photo. Mm. But, like, I still don't know what it's about.
Just depends how raunchy you want to put those as.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, you know what? Let me see what I can do with this. I'm going to brainstorm and see what kind of content I can give people that they'd be willing to pay for.
Yeah, because I feel like if you get a subscriber, you want
subscribers.
You want subscribers. So you want to put out a certain amount of content or a specific amount of content for people to stay interested. Because
right.
I assume they can unsubscribe at any moment.
Right.
Okay.
So I've also seen that some people use this as, like, their day job.
Yeah.
But they say, like, one person was writing, like, who, I think she was one of the people that make the most money off of it.
Dang.
And she's not even one of the famous people, like, by famous, I mean, like, reality stars and stuff. Because, like, Blac Chyna's on this. Apparently, Real Housewives of New York, Dorinda Medley is in it.
No way, really?
Yeah, Bachelor's Chad Johnson also have pages on the site.
Oh, my.
Aaron Carter has some.
Okay, first of all, I wonder what they all do on that, because Dorinda sure as hell is not getting nude. And if she is, that would be so wild. Because she's like 50, 60 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so.
I know there's other sites like OnlyFans. Like, there's one, I think it's called, like, Tapas. So this comic artist, like, she does little comic strips that are really cute. You've probably seen them. Her name is Cassandra.
Okay.
She does, like, it's like Patreon.
Okay.
It's like you can get content, like you can watch my technique. I'm going to show you how I drew this.
Got
like
it.
Videos. You can get extra content, you know, for a couple bucks.
So, yeah. So I was thinking these celebrities, you could probably be like, hey, will you just like give me a video of saying that I'm the prettiest person ever? And then Dorinda or Chad could be like, oh, I wish you were the Bachelorette. You're so pretty. And you're like, oh, that kind of
like
thing. And pay for that.
Yeah. Pay like, hey, like an actual live conversation with this person.
Or that makes
kinda like
way
a cameo,
more sense.
Maybe. So I found thisiswhyimsingle.com. I found this article that was saying, I love the title of the article, because it says, what is OnlyFans and will I bring shame to my family if I join?
Dude, that is honest. That's such a perfect title, for
right?
real, because, I mean, let's get real. It's definitely crossed my mind.
But you would probably do more saucy stuff, wouldn't you? Maybe you're pole dancing?
I have no idea. Honestly, like, if my parents weren't around, or if I didn't have, like, good parent influencer and like, I didn't have so much respect for them, mm-hmm. I would probably be a stripper, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I love pole dancing. I love the, woman's body. I mm-hmm. love that, like, sexualness to it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I love it. But there is, unfortunately, such a bad rap when it comes to strippers.
So I feel like lately, things have been turning. And granted, we're not going to change the minds of older generations, because this has been going on forever when it comes to sex work. Sex work is the oldest profession, like prostitution.
Hey.
But I feel like we are now realizing that it is valid work and that we shouldn't be demonizing people for doing something that they may enjoy, that other people enjoy.
I think we still have a very long way to go.
I think so, too. But I think we are at the start of changing. Like, I feel like when we were in high school, there would be no way we'd be like, oh, yay, stripper. Like, you're dating a stripper. Like, oh, my God, she's such a whore. And now it's like, hell yeah, girl, slay. Get that money. Like, it's
you're
more.
Like that. A lot of people are still not like that.
I feel like there's a lot of people that are, because there's that whole generation of the ones after us. Not like some millennials, but also like the Zennials.
Zennials.
I feel like they're in that bubble of like, everyone's cool. Like, respect
us all
for it.
Yeah, but I definitely think there's still a stigma against it, and still dating-wise, too. It's not, like, mm-hmm. if you're with a guy or something and your girl's a stripper, that is something that everyone's going to be like, ooh, she's a stripper. Yikes. I mean, even still, I have that, and I fucking... Mm-hmm. Whoops, sorry. I love strippers, and that's why, like, I would have probably been one, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But even I'm still like, whoa, she's a stripper. She probably makes bank, but you know what I'm saying? There's still that that bad
rap
about it. And I think because, you know, a lot of them get into some bad things, and I've been in the backstage of strippers and places, and I'm like,
and I feel
everyone
like-
is... on something, or they have to get drunk before they hit the main stage, or what? There's a lot of places like that, so it still has like a really bad rep. But
and that's the unfortunate part about any sex work. And I feel like a lot of people do it because they don't have any other options, and they don't actually want to do it, or they're being like, what's the word? They have that guilt weighing them down of like, this is such a tainted profession. This is such a horrible thing. I'm a dirty person.
Which I feel like society has kind of done for a reason.
Right,
that's why they feel like that.
They've done that for a long time because sexuality has always been, I can go on and on about this sort of thing. Like, sexuality has always been demonized.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why? Because sex is power, and the people in charge, especially religious people, did not like that.
They don't like it.
They don't like you to compete with them, so they demonized it.
Ooh!
I actually learned that in school.
I was going to say,
college,
you took some courses on this.
Yes. Anywho, that's not the point.
Anyway, back to Vicky's OnlyFans. OnlyFans.
So I'm thinking, what can I add? What can I do that would be
what's
profitable?
Your jam? I feel like a lot of people have like a niche. They always have like a...
Well, there's that one girl who makes a crap ton of money every month to pretend she's a dog.
Dude, I think about her. She quit her day job because she was making 6 figures a month, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Pretending to be a dog. Like... licking a bowl or licking water out of a bowl.
Catching, you know, playing tug of war, catching a ball.
I could do that. I'm so down to be a dog. Put me on a leash. Walk me. I don't care.
Rev and I joke that I should do a sloth, wear a sloth onesie and just move very slowly.
Very slow. Dude, sloths are dope. So I'll film you.
That's funny. But this is why imsingle.com did come up with that article. And I'm going to read off a little bit of what it says. And maybe we can come up with some ideas. And if you guys are listening and you're like, what kind of content would you pay for? Not necessarily me, but if you were going to pay for an OnlyFans, what kind of content would you want?
Or, I mean, we can pinpoint you too. What would you want Vicky to do that's not nudity?
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't mind dressing cute and like, you know, some cleavage and makeup and getting all dolled up.
Yeah, she'll like perk her boobs up and stuff, but they'll be covered. And
like, you're not seeing any nipplage.
And not nudity, but also not her doing anything with anybody else's nudity, because I know that could get confusing and people would want to see that too.
Yeah, it's like, you're not going to see me. It's not going to be a nice thing. Like, people are like, oh, I wanted to see you do stuff to yourself. It's like, you're going to see the double chin just looking at my phone. Like, it's not a good look.
Dude, I would even pay to see that. People would totally pay to see that. Are you kidding me?
It's not going to turn you on. I'll show you, but my girl
has one, and there's just, I mean, she does everything and anything, but she has one where she will just be helping out a male.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's so hot, that camera angle. But, like, what I'm saying is you wouldn't want to do that. So don't have those suggestions either.
Like, I'm not going to be clothed and talking into the microphone.
Hey, man. That would be hot, though, with your big eyes looking up.
I think Sarah was
supposed to be. See, this is why I don't need an OnlyFans page. Because I'll just think of, like, wow, that could look so pretty. Okay, let's try it. All right, I'll upload it.
Okay.
All right. Whoops. There we go.
All right. So how much can you charge monthly? It's what one of the things this brings up.
Oh, good question.
So the advantage of a service like OnlyFans is that the creators have complete control of what they charge for their content, with the minimum monthly subscription fee for a channel or creator being $4.99, the maximum being $49.99.
Huh. Wow, you can't charge more than $50 a month, pretty much.
Well, the maximum, yeah, you can't. It's $49 being the max.
That's kind of surprising
to me. Per person, basically.
I really didn't think there was going to be a... Okay, so this dog girl must have a F ton of subscribers. Right. If it's $50 is the max, you can... Mm-hmm. Oh,
and a lot of
man.
People, what happens is they'll log in and they'll be like, hey, here's a discount for you. You can give out discounts, I think.
Okay.
Like, here's 30 days free.
Oh, but you can decide who gets that or if you want to do that.
And then they can decide if they want to continue, or sometimes they forget and then just leave it on. But what do you think you're worth? It's like the minimum monthly subscription, like we said, is $4.99, with the average fee for a channel usually sitting between $9.99 to $14.99 is about usually what people charge. You might be tempted to charge more for that, especially if you're starting out and want to make money quickly, but you also have to build your following.
True.
So you're kind of like, okay, let's $10-$15 is what we're going for. It's like, once your channel is up and running, creators can set the price for any content they're posting, from photos to videos to sound clips to private messages. On top of monthly subscription fees, creators can also run promotions for certain times, which usually run between $5.99 and $7.99, and charge additionally for pay-per-view content.
So there's like, you have to pay a certain amount every month, but then if you want, like...
It's like you pay your Costco membership, and then you go in and you buy other stuff.
You can buy other stuff. But for that Costco membership, there's like a certain amount of pictures you'll always be able to see.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
And this is just like the bonus stuff.
That you can pay extra for.
All right. Yes.
Okay.
But let's be realistic. It says, how much will you actually earn? So you've been on Twitter, literally, you know, if you've ever been on Twitter ever, there's a good chance you've seen at least one or two jokes about people wanting to drop out of school to make their millions as a stripper or cam girl. OnlyFans creators want you to know it's actually a lot harder than it looks to make a living on their site. And as I got the OnlyFans, like, I started trying to see what are the most successful people on OnlyFans doing that make them successful.
Yeah.
And I think I was also trying to see, is there anybody not doing nudity on OnlyFans that's super successful?
The girl being a dog.
She did have one saucy picture. You didn't see nipple, but I was just like, girl.
That was probably sexy. Before her dog days.
Right. And I was reading what one girl was saying, and she says, it has now become my full-time job. Like, 7 days a week, I am constantly posting content. I'm constantly, I am my own cameraman, lighting man, editor, you know.
Makeup artist. Wardrobe.
Wardrobe. Marketer, you know, promoter. She's like, I'm everything. So I'm working 7 days a week, multiple hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
So it is tiring. And there are success stories, but it is a lot of work. You're also trying to, you know, make sure you're communicating and interacting with your subscribers and stuff like that.
I mean, that's the thing that, I mean, besides all of it, that I'm just shocked that you're thinking about getting this or have one now, but is the whole social part of it. I mean, you are so good at being on your phone. You kind of love that, but like, you do social media for like
work.
For work. And
I'm over it.
You're over it. But
could I get $500 for doing something?
I mean, that's true. You like don't really even focus on like your own pages. You barely post at all because you're so like.
I'm also more private as I've gotten older. Like, I don't really. I'm like, do people really know what restaurant I'm at right now? Like before COVID.
Yeah.
Like, do people really need to know? Do they really care? No one cares.
People do care about you though.
But
you're effing Vicky. So, and people need to start caring even more if they're trying to subscribe to your ass.
Right. But there are success stories. Like, for example, one girl, Monica Holte, it's H-U-L-D-T. She earned $100,000 a year.
What does she post?
On OnlyFans. I don't know what she posts.
Oh.
I haven't looked into her stuff. But she posted a picture on Twitter saying, say what you want about OnlyFans, but I just moved into my dream house at 22.
Oh my god, 22.
It's a real cute house. It actually kind of looks like the one Steve always talks about.
I'm guessing she does nudity. I'm just kidding, I don't know, but I feel like $100,000, you got to show some boob for that.
Yeah.
Or just rough, go rough. For it. Okay, so what do you have any idea?
I had a few because I love dressing up, and like I have a bunch of wigs and makeup, and I love doing all that. I just never have an excuse to do it.
Yeah, and plus it takes work.
Yeah, I'm not going to do hair and makeup for work because I wake up at 3:30 in the morning. That's not happening.
Yeah, that's too much. Plus, who are you trying to impress here?
Exactly. I'm like, oh, I see UFers all the time. Don't matter. But I love doing like fun makeup-y stuff. I'm not saying that guys want to watch me do my makeup or anything, but I would get dressed up. I'm like, what can I do getting dressed up? Could I, like, I was thinking maybe read stuff in Spanish.
Oh, like sexily. A little sexy.
Like ASMR.
Ooh, hi, papi. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Would that be like someone would pay for your video, right? Because you don't just put videos up there, or can you?
You can.
You can't. Oh, okay.
Like, or do stuff where I'm like actually doing stuff around my house, but like using power tools and like wearing like a cute, you know, hey, here's some cleavage.
How lack of clothing would you get?
Actually, funny enough, because of all my tattoos on my legs, I don't mind being in my underwear.
Okay.
But
like on camera?
Or yeah.
Okay.
But I'm very, like, I'd probably wear, like, a tank toppy so you could see underwear, but I'm very self-conscious about my stomach area at the moment.
Okay.
So I would probably just have a shirt on or a tank top.
Maybe like a tank top and panties. That's cute.
Yeah. Or like a big t-shirt.
Yeah.
And panties. Like, watch me cook some food or whatever. It's like my everyday life.
Watch me slow motion eat this hot dog.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, why not?
That one might be an extra.
You got to pay more for that.
Right. It's like, well, there's a woman in like China. I think it was China. She makes a freak ton of money like eating. She puts up like that microphone. It's like the ASMR. But she has like plates and plates and plates of food. And she just eats. And people watch her live.
Ew.
That's just their jam.
I mean, if you're into it,
cool.
Still ew.
And I'm like, good. Like, hustle, honey. But actually, OnlyFans gives you an estimate. So at the lowest monthly subscription rate of $4.99, OnlyFans site says that with 5,000 fans, you can earn up to $1,200 a month without any extra promotions or tips. And if you keep the base subscription fee, but bump up your subscribers to 100,000, you could be looking up to $24,000 a month.
Dude, if you have that many subscribers, you better bump your pay up for more than $5 a month.
Yeah. Like at least 10 to 15. And if it's,
especially because
25.
Like people are paying like $10 to $15, $20 for a freaking gym membership they never use. Like you can at least get that much out of something that you're given some content too, you know?
Right, you're getting a workout, right?
Yeah. You eat that hot dog.
I think that's awesome. Like, it kind of tells you, like, what you can make. You get tips. One of the things I realized, when I started to fill out the profile, but I didn't save it yet because then I went down this rabbit hole. You can put a link to your Amazon wish list.
Oh, brilliant. And then people can just buy them and send it to you, right?
Yeah. Or, like, they buy it and it automatically sends it to wherever you want, but they won't have your address.
Cool.
But I started going through my Amazon wish list, the one that's public.
Yeah.
And like I put stuff in there when people ask, what do you want? Like, it's just random stuff for like my house or like, oh, this paper shredder seems nice.
Yeah, it's just easy. Here's a link. I don't remember what's on it, but
so I went through and started getting rid of stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, what's stuff that people would be excited to buy for somebody else?
Ooh, what's on it?
Let me pull it up.
A spatula so you can spank me with it.
No.
Well, that should be on it now.
Right. It's like, and for an extra, if you order two and you give me a tip, I'm going to spank myself with it, film it, and send it to you.
Dude, that is a brilliant idea. Right. Plus, you get two spatulas out of it.
Right. Well, one of them goes to them.
Oh, that's cute. I like that. So you guys are like connected forever.
Weird.
The heartless. Weird. I don't know you.
I have like jewelry on there.
Wow, okay, fancy.
It's, like, it's not even expensive jewelry. Jesus. It's like a $30 ring that I really like but can never like justify buying.
Okay, fancy. All
right.
Buy you a $30 ring for a $5 subscription.
I mean, they're getting their money's worth right now. Well, you know.
Well, I'll need to see this content to see if their money's getting worth it.
It's the hot dog, man. It's like, you want a hot dog, send me my ring. Or they have like this cute scarf on there where I'm like, I could wear a scarf and a teeny tiny tank top.
Ooh,
workout gear.
I could work out for you. I could do some deadlifts.
I also got like some really cute like swimsuity dilly.
Oh,
and skirts. Or so, like a leather jacket that's on the higher end of expensive.
So if somebody buys you that, do you get like a notification that you're getting, or does that just automatically come off your wish list?
So you don't get five
scarves?
I changed the setting to where it removes it from my wish list when somebody buys it.
But you don't. Oh, okay. That's good. That's smart.
But it also alerts me that somebody's sending it because I don't want to like freak out. Like, what is this? This is mine. Am I opening somebody's package? But I got like a shower head on there. It's like the pretty like fall one.
A shower head.
Yeah.
You know what that person who's going to buy you a shower head is going to want you to do with that shower head.
I can take some real cool pictures like what t-shirt contact-esque. I also have the big tortilla blanket.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that a lot. That's funny.
I love it so
That's
much.
So perfect.
Glasses, like more workout gear, video game stuff. I accidentally left markers on here.
Markers could be hot somehow.
You got a really cute, long, it's like a nightshirt.
Oh, yeah.
It says naps and snacks with Baby Yoda on it.
Oh, so you could see, that's what I was thinking about you. Because my girl, she's like nerdy. She's on the nerdy side. And mm-hmm. she has one. And she has her Instagram that's like trying to be all like sexy or whatnot. And she is like a super nerd geek mm-hmm. with all that kind of stuff. So she poses with her baby. She's like in lingerie and then her baby Yoda's like in her crotch, you know, and she's like, and all the nerds are like, oh my God, I love it. You know, like stuff like that.
I think it would be weird. I'd be like, get your baby Yoda out of there. No.
No, people think that stuff is hot.
I mean, that's like, if I saw it, I wouldn't be my jam.
And then I recently sent her, because with your markers, I was like, you can make markers sexy. Because I sent her like a cookie basket or whatever and mm-hmm. I put a confetti in her card because I used to do that when I was younger. Mm-hmm. The next thing you know, she like doesn't give two f's about the cookies. She's putting like the confetti all over like her chest and her mouth and like is taking a selfie with it. But I was like, that is not what I expected, but creativity, I love it.
Or I can do like a video of me like coloring in my tattoos.
Yeah, or like coloring on your boobs or something. I don't know. A lot of people are very easy to please.
So, but how, you also have to be willing to work for your OnlyFans page. This is also giving advice to anybody out there who wants to do an OnlyFans.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. It's like the thing now.
Mm-hmm. If you can take the time to create content, listen to what your fans want, and deliver on that while growing your fan base, you've got yourself a side hustle. Here's the thing. Like, I'm like, I don't really know how I'm going to grow my fan base just because this is not something I'm going to promote on my personal Facebook or even my fan page. Like,
really? You wouldn't promote it on your fan page?
Because of that connotation of, oh, you have an OnlyFans? You're probably a whore. It's like, no, I'm not doing nudies.
No, I mean, you can like say that. You can like, be like, oh, I got an OnlyFans, but it's not what you think it is. You're not going to see no
boobs.
Yeah.
You should get an OnlyFans with me.
Yeah, but then I'm going to be like, you will probably see boobs.
You'll get drunk and be like, boobs.
Dude, yes.
And that's one of the things they talk about. It's like, should you do it? Anyone who takes the plunge and decides to start an OnlyFans account is going to have to deal with a lot of flack, especially if you're starting one to share adult content. Be prepared to deal with the judgment of those around you as well as everyone else online.
Oh, I mean, online, your friends,
family.
Your family, the random people that are randomly going to find out and be like, I barely even know this person, but I'm judging and I kind of want to check it out.
I love this. It's like, so what about everyone else? Like, your parents might not be thrilled about it when they find out, and their dreams of you becoming a doctor could disappear in an instant, but why not have both? You'll be able to pay for your way through medical school somehow.
Or, like, I don't know, just get a doctor's outfit and dress up like a doctor. Hey. That's everyone's fantasy to be saved, right?
Sarah.
See, I'm like, yes. So, could you imagine? I was like looking at, so Vicky took boudoir pictures of me a while ago, and I was looking at them the other day, mm-hmm. and I was like, these are so good. Like, I was like,
if you want more, let me know.
Dude. I'm going to hit you up next year because I want to do sex like before I turn 30. I'm so trying to be like, whoa, you know, I'm 30, but I'm still so sexy pictures. But I was like, I looked at this book and it's like, I've looked at it a handful of times. I gave it to my boyfriend for our first year anniversary. Honestly, he's probably looked at it a handful of times. You know, like, I mean, he said he has and he's, you know, gone whatever. Sorry, TMI maybe. Right. But like, I get it. I mean, you know the pictures in there. Once you've seen it like 10, 20 times, okay, you're probably going to watch porn. I get it. I understand. But I was looking at this and I was like, these need to be shared with the world. They are so good. Like, it, like, wow. Like, we did one where my, like, I was wearing a thong and my, like, booty was, like, perked on the pillow, remember? And, like, mm-hmm. the thong was in beneath, like, the high heel. It was, oh my God, it was, like, so sexy but so classy at the same time. And I was like,
which is hilarious because I remember the process of getting that picture
done.
Oh
my God, my back hurt so.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought I could arch my back pretty well, but holy
The thing
crap.
With photography is, like, with, like, just a simple pose. It's so exaggerated.
Dude, yeah. They say modeling is, or people say modeling is easy. Dude, try it. It's actually mm-hmm. like, you have to twerk your body and you have to make it look easy, you know? But I was like, I want to share these pictures with everyone. They're too good to not. But so I was like, maybe I should make it OnlyFans and just like upload one of these pictures like once a week. And then I was like, that's going to be out in like really soon. And I'm like, damn, then I'm going to have to take more pictures. And that seems like a lot of work. And
I mean, we work together and I drop you off every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday is a photo shoot. But right. like, you know, I don't know. It's like one of those things where it's like, I had that moment where I was like, they should be shared. Like, I want to be like in 30 years, like, hey, at least everyone saw how beautiful and
hot
I was.
Paid.
Yeah, I don't know. But so I love this. I approve. I'm here to mm-hmm. like help you with ideas or
and
outfits.
I actually don't mind boudoir. I've done boudoir, but I just, it's COVID. I need to find a photographer. Because like,
oh, you can though. Once your photographer's in your COVID crew, right. dude.
That's the thing that sucks. Like, I'm the photographer in my group.
I know. I'm sorry. I really, you know, honestly, my brother is pretty good at taking
pictures.
Thank you.
I have another buddy who's a dude, and I'm like, I don't think your girlfriend would like that too much.
I mean,
like, I see you as a brother and you see me as a sister. That's
maybe
so
if the
weird.
Girlfriend was there, but then she'd just be lurking and that'd be awkward. I know. I wish I could help you out more than that. I mean, I could try.
It's like, okay, I set it all up. Okay, just push the button, Sarah.
Yeah, I would be really good at being like, no, this doesn't look good. No. Like when Vicky would be like, your chin. I'm like, you can tell me it looks like I have five chins from this angle.
It's like,
I'll try
to
stretch
it out. I need you to move
your chin. Yeah, and I'm like, okay.
I do love my favorite part of that is like afterwards you were actually, or like I think even during you were surprised. So you thought I was going to be kind of like perverted, like my normal goofy self.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, you're actually
professional.
And I'm like, because I'm trying to get the right
I'm trying to
shot.
Get, yeah, because she... sometimes like the thong would slip or the bra would slip or something, so she like pretty much saw every body part.
Mm-hmm. I've seen you naked before anyways,
but usually not that up and close personal.
No.
And like with a camera lens.
Yeah, right. But it's even like, okay, I need to shove some pillows under your stomach so we can get this right
this
angle.
Look a little yeah. And I will say, once they were edited and only like a handful of them were picked, I love them because there was I told Vicky not to show me the not edited really bad ones. Oh,
it's
you're
like,
a good
nope,
friend.
I deleted
Thank you.
All those.
But anyway, I feel like the world needs to see. So I'm excited for you.
I'm kind of wanting you to do it now, too.
Oh, man.
And it's funny because I have boudoir pictures. There's like one that I really like and you don't even really see my face.
That's fine, though. Just one, though.
Like, It's one of those, like, this is before I kind of really realized how to pose myself.
Oh, right. Okay. So you're like, you
I
need
like
a
22.
New. Yeah, you need a new.
I need a new set. Yeah. Plus, now I have my arm tattoos and I have more leg tattoos.
Ooh, and you have the tattoos right under your boobs. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun.
So, I mean, actually, I did get invited to a girl group, like to build each other up and stuff by a
for
rock
only
girl.
Fans?
No, for rock girls.
Oh,
like,
okay.
One of the rock girls added me to this, like, it's just a motivational for all women kind of group.
Oh.
So I'm like, and I see a few people that do boudoir shoots, like whether do them or take them.
Yeah.
So I might have to hit somebody up and be like, okay.
Yeah, I got to start OnlyFans off with a bang. Not a literal bang, you guys. No. Not that.
No, not, it's not that kind of OnlyFans.
No. It's the classy kind, damn it.
I tell you what the link is, but I have nothing up there and I haven't changed anything, so maybe the next episode.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you you're going to get it done within a week?
I think so. I just had a crap ton of laundry yesterday and I totally forgot to do it.
Do you know what? Okay, first of all, screw the laundry. This is way more important. And second of all, do you know what your like main picture is going to be yet? Have you thought about it at all?
No.
It's got to be something very captivating.
Right. I'm thinking of just taking a new one. And I really looked, I was all sweaty and cleaning and doing stuff yesterday. I'm like, oh, this would be a good one.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I just looked all dirty. I didn't have any makeup on, though.
Ooh, and like just squeeze your boobs together so there's like cleavage. Woo!
And I kind of have this weird cleavage because I went floating over the weekend, so I'm all sunburnt, and so I just have like this white kind of sweetheart
dude, that's
line
perfect.
On my chest right now from
it's like
the burn.
A spotlight on it already. Oh man, I'm here for this.
I think she's getting a little turned on.
I know, a little. I've been turned on this entire episode. But you guys need to help us give Vicky ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Ideas for makeup, hair, outfits, what kind of, if she should have a thing or if she just do like a few things or...
What should my thing be?
Let us know.
All right, guys. I shall talk to you guys next week.
And maybe see you on the internet.
Bye.